About 50 people are in the audience at the Indie Fringe Theater near downtown Indianapolis. They're here to see the Ain't Too Late show, a game show about the impacts of climate change. Karen Irwin is sussing out the audience.
And your name is?
Brian.
Brian. Brian, what did you do for the environment today?
Whoever gives the best answer gets called up on stage.
Richard, come on up here. Richard rode his bike with a weed whacker to the shop to get the weed whacker fixed.
Don't ask. After introductions, the questions begin.
According to satellite data, what is happening to the Congo rainforest?
It is overrun by black ants.
All of this was the brainchild of Jim Poyser. He calls himself an eco-tainer.
I actually have this wonderful job running a nonprofit called Earth Charter Indiana. And my main mission is to start a youth program. And I like to think of it as the intersection of climate stewardship and civic leadership.
Poyser also brings his show to high schools and colleges throughout the state. He's goofy. He's lanky with a mop of gray hair and a very expressive face. Poyser goes on lots of eco rants. He says he always chats with people in line at the grocery store offering unsolicited eco advice, like restaurants waste a lot of plastic.
They bring me a straw automatically because we live in a culture that is default straw.
He's aware that some see him as a preachy nudge, and that's why he keeps things light.
That is correct! Good boy!
I followed Poyser to a local high school, Gambold Prep.
Okay, second question. In terms of educating about climate change, what is Wyoming the first state in the United States to do? Reject the new science standards? Use American Sign Language in the instruction? Use emoticons in the instruction?
You know the answer. The kids were loving his act. Beats the heck out of class, right? And they were engaged. Many asked for more detailed information. Several students asked how come Wyoming students weren't learning about climate change.
Because it might not be real. Because if you learn about climate change, you have to stop burning coal. Wyoming, biggest coal state in the country. Could that happen here in Indiana?
Now, here's something that I was having trouble with. Are the impacts of climate change funny? What's humorous about droughts, hurricanes, and melting glaciers? Poyser says some of his friends don't think his game show is appropriate or helpful. I spoke with some audience members at the grown-up show and asked why they were laughing at climate change.
I think there's kind of a laugh because it's so terrible you don't know how else to respond kind of reaction.
We're all trying to deal with this horrible thing that's going on together, and I think laughter is one way of doing that.
Okay, fair enough. But next critique. Most of the audience members rode bicycles to get to the show, which made me wonder, is Poyser just preaching to the choir? Yeah, he says, but...
I kind of feel like when I'm in a room of people in the choir, my job is to activate the choir.
To move people from feeling concerned to feeling a sense of urgency. He says he stays upbeat and humorous because he has to.
Unless I'm having a really good day and forget, I actually give up every single day. I give up to that despondency, to that sense of hopelessness. But I don't push it away. I let it in, and then I work my way through that. There is no luxury of surrender to this, as far as I'm concerned, because these young people are going to be the ones to suffer from the decisions that I make today. And my decision is going to be, I'm going to keep trying.
For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Indianapolis.